Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. This hour for our radio audience, you guys are going to get a great mixture not only of books and music, but also, I think, some creativity along the way. We're going to kick off this hour by speaking to Rebecca Dumaine and Dave Miller. They, of course, are individuals that have been able to share their love of music with the world through the Dave Miller Trio with Rebecca Dumaine. We're going to talk to them not only about what it's been like for them to create music together, but also what it's been like for them to see the way that people have been able to respond to the music as well. They have a project that I think you guys are going to really enjoy hearing from. It's called The Consequence of You. You guys are going to hear two selections from that. But Rebecca, Dave, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live. Glad you all could join us today.
Oh, we're happy to be here. Thank you.
Likewise, Sarah. It's a delight to be with you.
Well, look, I was telling you guys before we went live here, I really enjoyed the music. Looking forward to being able to share that here in a moment with our listeners. But, you know, Rebecca, I'll start with you. I mean, what has this journey been like for you to be able to not only to do music, but also, of course, to be able to have, you know, your father to be able to share music with?
Well, it's pretty dreamy, I have to say. It's definitely a homecoming. You know, I grew up listening to my dad play and listening to the greats like George Shearing and, of course, Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald. And he is a consummate musician and I think was a bit intimidating for me when I was pursuing what I wanted to do professionally. And I sort of veered away from music for a while. I was a professional actress for many years in New York. And it wasn't until the birth, really, of my first child, I have two kids, that I thought, what am I doing? I miss this so much. And we relocated from New York, came back, and it's been such a dreamy, dreamy, wonderful reconnection with music and, of course, with my dad.
Right, right. Dave, it has to have been a great experience for you as well. I mean, when did you first realize your own love affair with music?
I was quite young, probably 3 to 5 years old. At least I'm told I started playing when I was 3 years old and played all the way through school and college. And as the things happened, I chose a different course for my professional career. I've been a lawyer here in San Francisco with the Hanson Bridget firm, actually, for many, many, many years. And but music has always been a part of my life. It's been a part of what my clients aspire to hear with my trio. And so music's been in my blood. And now that I am working less and doing music more, I'm happier than ever.
Yeah, yeah. And has it been an added benefit for you, Dave, to be able to share this with Rebecca?
Well, it's indescribable in terms of the joy. There are times when I do look up during one of her performances, and she, when she is performing live, is captivating the audience in a way that that builds on her acting skills. So it's not just musical, it's the stage presence. And looking out at the audience, being captivated by her, she takes a lyric and she tells what the lyricist wants the audience to hear, in addition to how she portrays the music, the composition. And so while we're there as a business and working together day to day, I can't help but looking up and saying, holy cow, how did this come about? And how many fathers have this type of series of moments with their own daughter? That's what I live for every day, and that's what's making us go.
Wow, what a great thing. Rebecca, it must be, you know, an amazing experience for you, and I'm sure you have many people that are envious of you. I'm sure they share that with you about, you know, what it must be like for you to share that. But I want to talk to you, Rebecca, about your own personality, what it's been like for you to bring that to music, because you're in an industry, which I guess like I am, where people are quick to compare you to X,
yeah,
Y, or Z.
Right.
What, you know, how important has it been for you, Rebecca, to not only recognize your own individual voice, but let that come through in your performances?
I think that's the most important thing as I've been approaching this style of music is, you know, what is my voice? Who am I? And I think, you know, I'm also a voice teacher, and I teach my acting students, you know, you are enough. Don't try to be somebody else. Find out what makes you tick and let that be your treasure, be your inspiration as you're acting. So I try not to compare myself to other people. I just try to be me and let that show in my singing as best I can.
Right, right. Dave, do you think that's also been the key for you when it comes to the longevity of the love of music? Because, you know, there's that great saying about, you know, we would make a horrible anybody else, but we're the best us in existence. Do you think that is kind of what has helped you to keep the appreciation for music that you have?
Absolutely. You know, I've been influenced by a lot of great jazz pianists over the years. And one of the things that's happened, and it's not a question of one finding one's own voice so much in the case once Rebecca joined the band, what has been transformational for me is being the team member of the band and not the soloist so much, and complementing what she does to allow her voice to be the voice that's heard predominantly. That's been a very large change and a wonderful change, because this is, when all is said and done, we're an ensemble and we're a group. We play as a group and we're there to back her. And that's been the one most wonderful transformation musically as a result of Rebecca coming home.
Yeah, well, what a great thing to be able to share. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited today to welcome two guests to our program during this segment, Rebecca Dumaine and Dave Miller. They're not only a daughter and father, but also part of the Dave Miller Trio with Rebecca Dumaine. Rebecca, have you gotten used to that part of seeing yourself out front? Of course, you know, there you are right there on the Consequence of You project, but also seeing your name there. Has that become something you've gotten used to?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely I enjoy having that presence there. Yeah, it's good. I'm used to being on stage because, as I said, I was an actress for many years, but it's very different in that it is me. I'm not, you know, Olivia in Twelfth Night. It's Rebecca Dumaine. So there's definitely a different, more naked presence that I think at first was a little intimidating, but it's awesome.
Part of the transformation, Cyrus, so I may jump in on this, our three CDs that we've recorded on Summit so far have been billed as Dave Miller Trio with Rebecca Dumaine. We'll be starting to work on a fourth one soon, and it's time for that to change. It's going to be Rebecca Dumaine with the Dave Miller Trio from now on. That's the way it should be.
I disagree.
Oh, well, you know what? I think that's one of the great things about being family, as well as working together. You're able to have those creative disagreements, for sure.
Yeah.
So let's talk about The Consequence of You, because for those who have not had a chance to hear some of the music, we want to definitely give them that opportunity. The first selection we're going to be hearing is Pure Imagination. Dave, what can you tell us about this selection?
Well, this is a tune that comes from the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And it's a tune that we all heard one Thanksgiving night when we saw the movie, 30 or 35 years ago. It's a wonderful tune, but I hadn't previously heard it in a jazz idiom. And so we've taken this tune, starting it as a sort of ballad-like, and then turned it into a swinging jazz tune as we see it. And one of the features that we worked on as we move into the jazz idiom more and more is to develop what I would call some doubling up on bebop lines that join the voice and join the piano together in one of the segments of this tune as a way of taking it to another level. So I hope the audience enjoys it. We certainly had fun putting this arrangement together.
Yeah. You know, before we listen to it, Rebecca, I want to ask you to kind of piggyback off that. I mean, is part of the fun of this kind of being able to take what is seen as a particular genre and then to make it your own?
Absolutely. I'm always looking for what can we do to make this our own and make this different. And this is one of those songs that really haunted me as a kid because that movie scared the life out of me. Those Oompa Loompas and Gene Wilder's voice. You know, it was very eerie and a little bit freaky, and to make it this beautiful entree into the world of the imagination, especially as a mom of two young kids who, you know, everything is technologically driven these days, and just to know you can just escape into your imagination, and what a gift that is.
Right. What a gift that is, for sure. There's another selection we're going to be hearing a little bit later, a one-note samba. Dave, when it comes to this project, The Consequence of You overall, just going to give a little bit of the backstory first. I mean, how did this particular project come together?
It came together sort of building on prior ones that we did simply as a trio. We made some decisions that we wanted to have some additional voicing for variety, and so you'll hear on one-note samba that we've added a guitar on that tune and five other tunes. So on every CD, we try to vary what we do. We vary the time signatures. We vary the keys. We try to make each song move into another one so that the audience hears something a little different. We always do at least one duo where it's just vocal and piano. And this project was built on the idea of adding another instrument fundamentally and then coming up with the widest variety of song choices that we could take advantage of that.
Right. And Rebecca, for you too, I mean, I'm curious as to the thoughts about this for yourself because, you know, it has to be a totally different experience being in studio versus performing live. I mean, what is that? What is that rush like? Because I can imagine in acting there is that delayed gratification because you do something, you love it, but no one sees it right there. You know, and then, you know, then when it comes out, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, but I've already, you know, I've moved on to something else.
I know. Well, that's kind of the difference between live theater and film, right? Film, you don't really have anybody there right away. Theater, you do. And it's true. It is a little bit intimidating going into the studio because you're you don't have the audience energy to play off of, which I really enjoy having. But this time was a little different in that the guys were all able to be in the same room. I was the only one isolated in a room. So in a way, there was a little bit more of a feeling from them when I looked out beyond the glass pane that they were there all together listening to each other more in like a live setting. But yeah, it's definitely a very different experience from playing live.
Yeah. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Pure Imagination from The Consequence of You from the Dave Miller Trio with Rebecca Dumain. We'll be back with Conversations Live right after this. You all make sure you guys stay with us.
Bye, don't end. Come with me and you'll Compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free. If you truly wish to be.
That was Pure Imagination here on Conversations Live from The Consequence of You. That's by the Dave Miller Trio with Rebecca Dumain. We're excited today to welcome not only Dave Miller to our program, but Rebecca Dumain as well. We've been talking to them not only about their love of music, but what it's been like for them to share it with you and projects like The Consequence of You. And we will be letting you guys know a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. You know, it's interesting in that single, and I'm glad that we actually started with that one, Rebecca, where, you know, it really is about being able to let yourself go, isn't it? I mean, being able to do something that you love, is that the freedom you feel when you're able to create, whether it's in acting or doing music?
That's a great question. Yeah, absolutely. I think if you can get lost in something, then you're on the right track. If you're lost, you know, within a structure, but really feel utterly and completely in the moment. And that's how I feel when I'm singing, certainly. And being able to do this with my dad, of course, is just the greatest gift I've ever had.
Yeah. Dave, what about for you? Those words are really powerful words, because really what you guys are inviting us to do as musicians is to kind of let whatever we're dealing with go for about 5 minutes and then listen.
Yeah.
A song and really take this journey. Isn't that part of the fun for you to see people actually get that?
Absolutely is the case. You know, and you know, what is jazz? I mean, jazz is something where you are to let yourself go. There's a structure, as Rebecca said, there's a framework. And going back to your question about recording in a studio, it's trying to create that that freedom within an environment in which you don't have the live audience, in which it is more like a laboratory. That is a real challenge, and one that we look forward to every time we do it. How do you get lost playing music while staying within a structure and have a good time doing it?
Exactly. What a great thing. You know, as you guys mentioned earlier, of course, it is the Dave Miller Trio, then, of course, with Rebecca. Rebecca, I mean, talk to us about the teamwork, because I believe that is really the key to anyone's success, being able to have great people around you. Do you think that also has been part of the thing for you? And what keeps it fun is knowing these individuals around you that you're performing with are just as invested in it as you are.
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you that it's, first of all, just so humbling to be working with these guys who are consummate musicians. I mean, Mario Sirachi, who is our bass player, played with Frank Sinatra, played with Elvis. I mean, this guy is a jazz dude. Do you know what I mean? And the fact that he let me come, this nubile, new jazz person, and let me just mess up and be, you know, tentative and self-insecure, you know, he was with me from the beginning saying, you can do this. And then, of course, Bill Belasco, our drummer, you know, he can be very precise, and it's not always, you did great, you know, there are days where, wow, that was really bad, that was not good, and, you know, as an actor, I know what it's like to be rejected constantly, so I get it, it's okay, you got to go into the fire, know that it's not always going to be perfect. In fact, if it is perfect, you're probably doing something wrong. And then, of course, as I've said before, with my dad, who is, you know, truly my music idol, it's a team, and I feel very humbled to be with them. And it's been taking me a while to go, you know what? I also have to say, hey, this is what we're going to do here. And now it's become much more of an equal footing, I think, you know, than it was before. And I like that. It's nice.
Without a doubt, if I may interject, our arrangements,
sure,
our team arrangements, we plan them together.
Yeah.
Rebecca and I, you know, our families live extremely close to one another, so we're always together working on new things. I want to interject something about Mario, which is telling about Rebecca, because from the moment that Rebecca came back home and we started on this journey, and it's now several CDs into it, Mario was captivated by Rebecca's stage presence and her ability to connect with an audience, something I said earlier in the show. But that's based upon real experience that a person like Mario Suraci had, who has accompanied vocalists like Ernestine Anderson, some of the very, very great vocalists. He was the guy in demand here in the Bay Area when people came into town and were looking for the rhythm section. And so from the very get-go, Mario saw in Rebecca something very, very special among vocalists, which is a freedom on the stage, a presence, an interest in connecting with the audience rather than a shying away from it. And that's one of her great, great strengths and one of the strengths of our group.
Wow, what a great thing to be able to share. Rebecca, it has to be great hearing all these great things about.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, if you could see me, I'd be blushing a little bit. Yeah, it's really nice. It's really cool. It's cool, too, because, you know, yeah, this is my dad, but this is also my pianist. So in a way, we sort of have this this working relationship that is very professional. And then every once in a while, like he said before, we'll look at each other and go, oh, there you are. I know you really well. We go way back.
Yeah.
And that's just adds to the charm of being able to work together.
Exactly, exactly. Well, it definitely comes through in this conversation. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm excited today to welcome to our program Rebecca Dumain and Dave Miller of the Dave Miller Trio with Rebecca Dumain. We've been talking to them not only about their new project, The Consequence of You, and we will be telling you a little bit later in our broadcast how you all can get it for yourself. We've also been enjoying great music. We all already have listened to, for those who have been joining us live, listen to the single Pure Imagination. Dave, what can you tell us about One Note Samba?
Well, One Note Samba introduces our guitarist, Brad Boothy, very, very good guitar player, and we always like to do some Jobim-type tunes, and this is an actual Jobim tune, and I think it's a very spirited version. I think Rebecca will explain how she made this tune her own and brought the trio, and or actually the quartet along for the ride, which was a real fun one.
Okay, Rebecca?
Sure. Well, it's called One Note Samba, and I think there's a lot of humor. I tend to find humor because I think humor helps us in this world just
right,
to survive,
right.
You know. And there's something really funny to me about this tune, about staying on this one note and then kind of falling off of it in a really quick and silly, playful way and then coming back to it. So I like words with – I like songs with a lot of words. And so this tune, I just get it.
I'd say I would add one other thing. One of the compliments Rebecca often receives, again, stemming from her both acting skills and her teaching skills in acting. She taught at the Actors Studio in New York for several years, which is something she didn't mention. But you will hear every word in One Note Samba despite its pace and despite the number of words. And the diction and the clarity of the words and what the lyricist intended will come out.
Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is your opportunity. One more selection from The Consequence of You. Here is One Note Samba. We'll be back with our final moments with Rebecca and Dave right after this. Stay with us.
This is just a little samba built upon a single note. Other notes are bound to follow, but the root is still that note. Now this new one is the consequence of the one we've just been through, as I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing or nearly nothing. I have used up all the skill I know, and at the end I come to nothing or nearly nothing. So I come back to my first note, as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I feel for you. Anyone who wants the whole show, re mi fa sol la ti do, he will find himself with no show. Better play that note, you know. Thank you.
and at the end I come to nothing, or nearly nothing. So I come back to my first note, as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I feel for you. Anyone who wants the whole show, rave me fa so la ti do, he will find himself with no show. Better play that note you know.
There you have One Note Samba. Here on Conversations Live, of course, we've been joined by Rebecca Dumain and Dave Miller today. You know, and if you guys are listening, you heard the title of the new album, The Consequence of You, right there in that single. So, Rebecca, when people listen to The Consequence of You, what is your hope? What do you hope they're able to take away from this new project?
I hope that they'll be interested in what we're doing, and they'll check out some of the other CDs that we've done. And I hope they'll be taken on a bit of a journey through lots of different kinds of, as my dad mentioned, different rhythms, slightly different styles. And I hope they'll start being interested in where we're going and follow us and be excited about jazz.
Exactly. And Dave, what about you?
Well, for us, we'd like to venture forth outside the Bay Area, quite frankly. So having the opportunity to have a larger audience hear us is something quite special. We have a variety of tunes, as Rebecca said. Some of them are a bit obscure. We like to bring to the forefront mm-hmm. tunes that aren't played that frequently, and I think The Consequence of You has several of those as well as standards. And we're hoping in the coming months to be traveling to venues beyond that, which we typically have been playing in the San Francisco Bay Area, and look forward to hearing from those in the audience with expressing their interest.
Exactly. So definitely make sure they do that. Again, The Consequence of You is the title of the new project. Rebecca, how can our listeners be able to stay connected with you guys as well as support the new project?
Great. So you can go to, we both have a website, RebeccaDumain.com, and there's an icon on there where you can purchase the CD as well as the other two that I'm on, and then DaveMillerJazz.com, which features all of these, as well as Rapture, which is a CD that they did on Summit, which is our label, Summit Records, that they did just as a trio, just piano, bass, drums. And we also have a Facebook presence, Rebecca Dumain and the Dave Miller Trio. And you can get any of these CDs on Amazon.com as well as on iTunes.
All right. So make sure you guys are supporting the music. Again, everyone, Rebecca Dumain as well as Dave Miller. Great conversation with the two of you. Thank you all so much for the time.
That was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that. Again, everyone, The Consequence of You is the name of the new project. Make sure you guys get it for yourself and share it with a friend. We're glad to be able to share it with our online audience as well as those joining us in Atlanta on the radio as well as in Mississippi as well. Rebecca and Dave, it goes without saying, you two are welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay connected with you.
I would love that.
Likewise.
We would love
Thank
it.
You, Cyrus.
That was
we
really
welcome
fun.
That.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side of our show, stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you. So if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. And I've already tagged Rebecca both on Facebook as well as on Twitter with the Facebook fan page for the trio as well. So make sure you guys go to our page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb to be able to find the link there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.